Okay, here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, 10th of July 2024. We're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural and Heritage Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
A nice day to be out inside a warm place and dry place. Here in the research centre, and in the background we have Les and Jill. They're both waving. Hello, yes. Les and Jill, and our volunteers here in the Cultural and Heritage Centre. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, the Gawler Soap Works. Since our notice last year of this important local industry, we find that the premises and various appliances of art have been considerably enlarged and the power of production increased accordingly. And what is highly gratifying, Gawler soap has actually become already an article of export, shipments of it being requested far beyond the limits of the Australian continent. It is satisfactory to add that the spirited and enterprising proprietor has succeeded to a great extent in counteracting the former effluvial at first connected with the soap-making process at this new establishment of colonial industry. Fine, I'll hand it over to you, Jeanette.
Soap factories were incredibly stinky, which
seems the effluvial.
Yes, there was an abandoned soap factory, because I guess every town had their own soap factories back in the days when small industry was the norm, and going to visit one on a school excursion in Ballarat, by the creek, and it still stank. It had been out of operation for years.
Well, it's because it's based on lye and animal fats and all sorts of things, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep. It wasn't a nice process for a nice end product, but not a nice process to get there. So 100 years ago, some election incidents. The district council contests at Gawler South on Saturday were not without their humorous aspect. Although taken as a reflex, the elections were not a criterion of ratepayers' opinions, owing to the apathy shown in voting. It is not often a nominator turns around and opposes his nominee, but this was the case in the vacancy for North Ward, when Mr. Fail was nominated by Mr. Diekman. The latter treated the matter very offhandedly. He admitted to his petitioners that he already had nominated a candidate, but if they wanted him, he was prepared to give it a fly. The decision, however, was against his inclusion as a councillor. And
God,
things have not changed, Kay. Things have not changed.
No, it's weird. It's weird.
Yes. Council meetings were just as...
I think we have a little bit more decorum now, but...
Yes, I think we probably do. They did not have much decorum at all back then.
Yeah, or maybe it's a bit more regulated, but behaviour and codes of conduct and legal threats are all part of life as a councillor.
Although they're pretty keen on the legal threats back then as well.
So. Oh, yeah. Yes. 50 years ago, angle parking to be retained. Angle parking will be retained in Murray Street, Gawler. This was decided at Monday night's meeting of Gawler Town Council after a long debate. Councillor DA, or Doug Harrison, originally moved that council agreed to the adoption of parallel parking as required by the SA Road Traffic Board, and that the council's traffic committee investigate a report on the practicability of how and when it should be instigated. The motion was lost in a 7-5 vote. Councillor JR John Ashcroft then moved an amendment that angle parking should be retained in Murray Street. It was carried. During the debate before voting, Councillor AR Alf Dorr said Murray Street would become dangerous for pedestrians and traffic if parallel parking was introduced. Imagine trying to have angle parking in Murray Street now with the 4x4s that proliferate, including mine. I mean, great fun.
Well, I would much prefer angle parking, but...
Oh, it's easier. But...
Yes, it is. So, 25 years ago, US tariffs to hit local farmers. Local sheep farmers will be among those to feel the brunt of a United States decision to impose punitive tariffs on lamb imports. Marrable Farmer and Farmers Federation member Ian Rowett was warned. Mr. Rowett said many farmers affected by the tariff would be those who had turned to lamb production following a slump in wool profits. Prime lamb production is one of the livestock productions that have been reasonably profitable, he said. With a lack of profitability in the wool industry, there's been a promotion of lamb production, but you just can't compete with that sort of thing, brackets, the tariffs. His daughter was Angus's second or third year teacher.
Oh, really?
Yes, she got more tickets to go to the Marrowball Rodeo.
Oh, Rowett's so great.
Yeah, well, same family.
Yeah, yes. There's quite a few of them.
Yes.
10 years ago, CPR champ. A Roseworthy man has saved the life of a passing motorist believed to have been having a heart attack at the wheel. Tim Doherty was on his way to work on a recent rainy Saturday when he saw a blue Toyota Corolla lose control before running into the railing along Main North Road in Gawler Belt. The 20-year-old pulled over to check on the driver, finding her unconscious at the wheel. Mr. Doherty performed CPR on the woman for more than half an hour, only stopping to call an ambulance while he waited for help to arrive. Just before they got there, she started breathing, he said. Wow. Mm. Wow. 20-year-old.
Yeah. Well, that's nice he got that.
Yes, that is nice too. I hope she was all right after that. So, And that brings us to an end for this week.
Yes, it does. Until next week.
Until next week, Jeanette. Happy reading and happy enjoying the rain.
Yes, indeed. For all light signs.